It's a wake-up call in more ways than one. Time for some you need to know.
You might want to stick around here. Because
this first story, Jamie added to our you need to know, and it's right in your. I know how big a fan you are, so let's start. It's 8:08. This is
what I think it is. I'm gonna be pretty pissed.
It is.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You're fueled on hatred. Banana Ball returns to Milwaukee. The Party Animals set for 2026 games at AmFam Field. Party Animals are bringing Banana Ball back to Milwaukee for games June 6th and 7th at American Family Field. The games, Frank, are part of the inaugural Banana Ball Championship League season, featuring six teams touring 75 stadiums across 45 states. Banana Ball combines baseball with entertainment, whimsy and fun, delightful entertainment for all ages, including unusual rules, crowd interaction, stadium performances, hatred by old geezers. Organizers expect the league to draw more than 3 million fans just this year alone.
Wow.
Games also airing on ESPN, ESPN Plus, not relegated to the Ocho, as some would have you believe. The Party Animals last played in the Milwaukee area during a sold-out appearance at Franklin Field in 2023. Some tickets remain available after the events lottery closed. Check out Brewers Tickets Events Banana Ball to see remaining tickets and purchase parking.
There you go.
Frank.
How do you feel about this?
Are you buying them for all of us on the show? Are we having an outing?
I think if you guys want to go and waste your money on this, you can go right ahead.
It would be the most enjoyable Saturday evening or Sunday afternoon in the history of baseball. Here, Parker would go
I'm
completely
literally
tarps off, bananas on.
That's right.
Banana hammocks, no tarps.
You know, tarps off would fit in very well.
Oh,
100%. Oh, yeah.
Because you must have your torso painted yellow when you go tarps off.
That's right.
We'll look like minions.
No, I know.
That's right.
I know. Look at, like, you're seething right now. If you're watching on the stream, look at Frank's face. He's just seething even having this conversation.
I'm genuinely looking to see if there are tickets left, and I'm not seeing any.
Yeah, it's really pretty. There were some last night. There were a few left, but obviously the media press releases came out about
suites, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Well, we have a suite, don't we?
Not a suite, just the upper decks. But anyway, not yet. I mean, it could be a lot of fun. People are excited, except
It'll
for you.
It'll be great.
Except for Frank.
Cut it out, Frank.
You guys have fun.
I'm sure it's great. The local beach coconuts and the Party Animals. Well, these aren't even the Bananas, actually. These are, you know, two other teams, but they're playing Banana Ball. I like the Party Animal logo, though.
It's good. It's super fun. Yeah,
I also like the coconuts logo.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. You're the only one not on board with fun. Are you a fun killer?
Frank doesn't like fun.
I am. My team's lost 9 straight. You think I want fun?
I don't know.
Frank is fueled by hate.
The Brewers got blown out by 11-3 the other night by the Dodgers.
Care about them.
Wow.
It's like, here, I use this in my professional life, too, when people talk about other shows and other stations. I don't care about other shows and other stations. I care about this show and these stations.
Okay.
That's true.
I don't care about the Brewers
until
like September.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
It still doesn't justify the no banana.
Are you going to Banana Ball? No.
I can't get tickets, Frank. I'm on the lottery list.
No, you're not.
Because they've got I signed up last year. I put my name on the list.
Well, it's like Packers season tickets. You'll never get
them. So I'm waiting. I'm waiting to hear. They haven't released the ones for Chicago yet. I'm praying that I get, I will even,
go to Wrigley. If you entered the lottery and didn't get the tickets, please drop it in the chat. Feel free to text us. I want to know what the ticket buying experience is for this, because I've heard a lot of people have had issues with it.
Okay. Well, is that also part of your beef with them?
No, I wouldn't. I would never try to move on. There's more to talk about.
All right, there is more to talk about.
There's more stuff we need to know.
Minutes.
Oh, I'm so excited about this one.
Frank, how do you feel about competing in other events?
I'm fine with it.
Okay, all right, good. Because New Berlin 8th grader Ethan Robert is not an alphabet. but he knows how to spell it, Brian. And Ooh. That has earned him a spot at the National Spelling Bee competition this week. And Gosh. Alphabet, in case
I'd
you're
rather
wondering.
Go watch the Spelling Bee, for
of
the record.
Of course, it's exciting. Spelling Bees are awesome. And Alphabet means a person who is illiterate. That was the winning word at the Badger State Spelling Bee Championship in wow. March. Arnav Vempati, an eighth grader in Middleton, came in second place at the state championship and will join Robert in Washington, D.C. Yes. today through Thursday as they compete in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. I love it. Now,
Frank, get us one of these kids for next week.
Oh, they're going to be brilliant. They're always so smart.
I know.
Vempati's word, olfactory, olfactory, that is the biological process of creating bone. Now, Vempati says that he wasn't very good at spelling until middle school. I find that very hard to believe.
Okay. Yeah. In middle school. Now he's a ripe old eighth grader.
That's right.
I've been spelling for 2 years.
In case you're wondering, the Scripps National Spelling Bee is the nation's largest and longest running educational program. It was first held, I love this, 101 years ago.
Wow.
On June 17th, 1925, just 9 kids in the competition. This year, there will be 247 participants. The semifinals will be broadcast on ION tomorrow night from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. Then the finals will air again on ION from 7 to 9 on Thursday. It can also be streamed on spellingbee.com. Now you all know what I will be doing on Wednesday and Thursday night of this week.
I love the Spelling Bee. I'll be honest. I only watch the clips and the highlights.
Oh, I
but
love it.
The stress. I love seeing young children so stressed out. They know what it's like to be an adult.
It is high stakes stuff. I mean,
it is very high stakes.
It is.
And you can see the parents who are very involved.
Yes.
And it's like any sort of competition parent.
Yeah.
They're there and they're sweating over every letter, yes. and they've trained with their kids, and these kids have
yes.
hours
My
and
mom
hours
would tell you
hours.
that is absolutely the case. She knew the words just as well as I did when I was a state spelling bee champion. I didn't go to Scripps, but
hold
I was
on.
A state
hold,
spelling
hold,
bee
hold
champion.
Hold on, hold on. State spelling bee champion for South Dakota?
Yeah.
What year? What age? Not
I,
what year.
I would have been
what age?
Fourth, fifth, like sixth grade, somewhere in there.
Sixth grade.
Yeah, I won this citywide a couple of times, and then made.
Did you
it
go
to
Scripps?
No, never went to Scripps. No, there were people far smarter than me. But
you were not in the state.
But I did the city a couple of times, and then and I won the city a couple of times, and then made it to state. Got out fairly early in those competitions, and then went on in state 1 year. But no, it was yeah. Spelling bee champion.
I am an atrocious speller. Yeah.
Thank you, Parker.
How does that just come out?
Mr. Plow King, by the way.
There's always a story with Jamie. You know, no matter what we say, no matter what one of us has an experience, Jamie's got another one.
We did a spelling bee competition once on this show.
And you won.
That's right. Mr. Plow King says he was in the geography bee and he made it to state twice. So see? Thank you, Mr. Plow King.
State champion, though. Why didn't they advance you?
Because I don't know if it was the one that we did the Scripps with, right? Like there's several different versions, and
it's
I don't
pretty
know.
Big deal.
I don't know if it was.
Did they
the
give
one.
You a buffalo or something as a prize? What
I
do you win
know.
In
I
South
got
Dakota
some
when you're the
little
state
trophy
spelling
or
bee.
Something? I don't know. It was like a little trophy. But
well, see, that I would have remembered.
I don't know if it was like this wasn't. I don't
cash?
Think this was the
was
one.
There any cash
no,
involved?
No, this wasn't the one that went to the Scripps because there were a couple different spelling bee versions in the state.
Still pretty good.
But yeah.
Do you remember the word you won with?
No. I was like, I think I was like a fifth grader. No, I don't remember the
word.
That's
pretty cool.
But and I know this one wasn't Scripps because they actually let us have paper, right? Scripps, that's the thing with Scripps.
Oh, so you could write.
Yeah, because with Scripps, you can't write, right? Like you have to do it on your hand. With this one, you got to actually have, there was a little table with paper and a pencil so you could write it. Right there.
Oh, really?
So that's why I know that's why it wasn't Scripps because
right,
you could actually write
the
word.
I see the Scripps kids doing it on their hand.
You can't
their
write
arm
in Scripps.
Like,
no, we got to actually write our word out on paper. But it was the same principle, but we got to write it. So that's why I know it wasn't actually this. I mean, if I'd made it to the Scripps spelling bee, do you think I would have been quiet about that for this long? Come on now.
Maybe you were just, you hang on to something. I'm sure I've got a couple in my holster that I haven't unsheathed yet.
Not if it was the Scripps. Like, I will be making popcorn. I'm not kidding. Wednesday and Thursday night watching this because I love
cool.
it. Yeah. It's fun stuff.
So did you know what ossifactory meant?
I knew what the beginning should be because there, everything in English has like, you know, with the ossa. I knew that that had something to do with creation and the bones, but because like osteoporosis, right?
Right.
So yeah, you got to combine it all that way. That's why you spell like that. But
now, all right,
sure.
Since you're a spelling bee champion, okay. is it a stall tactic when they say, when they keep asking for a definition or to use it in a sentence or its origins? Is that a stall tactic?
Yes, sometimes. There's multiple, they're thinking of maybe another word that it could be. And so they're trying to get the origin to know exactly how they should hone it in. These kids are brilliant. So Yeah, they're absolutely brilliant.
I know, I've watched Akilah and the Bee. I know how smart they are.
they're brilliant human beings, so yes.
All right, we didn't know we were going to verge into a spelling bee talk, but we did. But we still have a couple minutes for the big story. About 200 acres protected along Lake Superior have created the longest national scenic trail. The National Park Service has acquired 213 acres along the south shore of Lake Superior in Iron County for the North Country National Scenic Trail. It's the nation's longest scenic trail. The trail stretches through 4,800 miles across 8 states from North Dakota to Vermont, with about 1,500 miles still unfinished. Officials say the newly acquired property will allow about 3 miles of the trail to be moved off roads and onto scenic natural land. The property will connect Saxon Harbor County Park to the Montreal River and includes shoreline along Lake Superior and Superior Falls. Conservation groups say the effort to protect the land have been underway for nearly 2 decades. The land was purchased using federal land and water conservation fund money with additional support from conservation nonprofits and foundations. So that sounds
very cool.
Excellent.
Yeah.
The more natural places to go, the better, yeah. I say.
And by the way, this is good for the economy. If you're worried, federal data shows outdoor recreation, a record $12 billion in Wisconsin, nice, just in 2024. 100,000 jobs, too, statewide.